This is Caps PA announcer Wes Johnson, and you're listening to For the Pod.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to a brand new edition of What the Puck. It is a Hershey Bears podcast. It sure feels like it. The Washington Capitals are slowly acquiring every single Hershey Bears player that they can, and not by choice. But joining me, as always, to talk about all of this craziness, Coach Dan, what's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm doing well. How are you doing? Still got the bronchitis.
Still? This is like week three.
No, wait. No, I went to the doctor last week, and then I went again Tuesday.
Oh, all right. Well, you're getting there.
I have time, probably.
All right, well, we are here to talk about the Washington Capitals. Thank you so much for listening to us on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. Big news since we've spoken last. Yeah, we can talk about the games and everything, but obviously we're going to start the show with talking about Andrei Burakovsky suffers an injury and then has surgery on, I believe, his thumb. On Tuesday, yep. It looks like he's going to be out 6 to 8 weeks. So, not seeing Burakovsky until at least 2018. Coach, what are your thoughts on this loss right here?
A dude finally scores a goal, and then he gets hurt.
It's a little.
And I know there's a piece in the Washington. Yeah, right. There's a piece in the Washington Post about how this is a good sign that he scored a goal because usually he starts to break out after he gets his first one. I guess that might not be the case anymore, not at least not for a little while. For a team that's struggling to get points, even though Burakovsky wasn't putting up a ton, that's a problem. I mean, he's got one goal and three assists in nine games, which is not great. You expect more, but at least he has that skill set to put in goals. Right now, unless your name is Ovechkin or Oshie, you're not really doing enough goal scoring for this team. Backstrom... He can kind of get away with it because he's leading the team in points right now, and he's got nine assists.
You know, there's a lot of people talking about Backstrom right now and saying that with him away from Ovechkin, you're kind of seeing that Backstrom's one of the veteran guys now, that maybe he's slowing down a little bit, missing a step.
No, I don't think that's the case. I mean, he has a guy in Burakovsky who wasn't producing, and Oshie is certainly producing. I mean, Backstrom's leading the team in points right now. He's tied with Kuznetsov. With 12 points, 3 goals, 9 assists. Kuznetsov's got 0 goals, 12 assists. I have no problems with what Backstrom is doing right now. He's producing. He needs He needs Burakovsky to step up when he gets back and start to put the puck in the net. And Oshie is certainly doing the job with 6 goals and 3 assists. So it's the other guys. It's Brett Connolly who's only got 1. It was Burakovsky who only had 1. Yeah, Jacob Vrana's only got 2. And then you have Kuznetsov who has 0 goals. Devontae Smith-Pelly, Eller, Carlson, Chiasson, Wilson's got none. And, you know, we saw him getting bumped up to the first line. We've got guys on here that aren't scoring. That's a problem. This team right now has an issue that they may have some depth, but the depth isn't producing offensively.
No, it's not. And before we really dig deep into that, let's talk about Chandler Stephenson. He's a guy that's going to be replacing Andrei Burakovsky for the foreseeable future. What does it mean to have Chandler Stephenson finally at the NHL level? Because he's a guy that has done really good in the AHL. He's come very close in training camps the last couple years to make the club opening night, but just misses the cut. Before he got recalled, he had a great game in Hershey for Hershey where he got a hat trick. So obviously the guy is ready to go. Do you expect him to be an impact on this team, maybe more than Burakovsky has been?
No.
No?
I think if that would have been the case, they would have been more likely to keep him up in the beginning of the season. He had to go on waivers, correct?
I believe so.
I'm looking up, trying to look up his stats right now and see how he's doing in the AHL. But I don't think he's a guy that's necessarily going to come. I think we're going to see, you know, top line Tom for a little while unless someone else steps up and starts scoring goals. But I'd be curious to which guys in the minors are scoring goals in the event that they need a goal scorer. Who can they bring up?
Yeah, I don't really think they have one.
Well, I'd tell you if this would speed up. Oh, hey, you know what? You know who's leading the team in points with 5 goals and 1 assist? Chandler Stephenson.
See?
So I need to shut up, apparently.
But that's at the AHL level. I mean, you got to admit that's a different type of hockey.
Oh, 100% different. I mean, Stevens is leading the Bears with 6 points, 5 goals, 1 assist. Then you have Bork with 2 goals, and then Wayne Simpson. Does anybody have any more goals as these guys? Jeez, they're having trouble getting guys scoring. Well, no kidding. They've lost like almost all of their games. Stevenson leads the team with 5, then Bork with 2. Wayne Simpson's got 1. Colby Williams has 1. I mean, yeah. Hershey seems to be having the same issues the Caps have, and that no one's putting the puck in the net.
Which can be really bad for the entire organization if they don't have any goal scorers but 2 guys.
That is an issue. I mean, the Caps have more, but they'll play more games. But, yeah, I mean, it made sense to recall Chandler, even though he's a -6. And I don't really put a lot into plus-minuses, but... that's not bad. Maybe, you know what? Maybe he comes up and starts scoring goals.
I'd be fine with that. You know, I think he's a guy that's come very close and he just needs that final push. And really, this might be his last shot. You think about it, for a guy that has almost made the team that many times, how much longer is he just not going to, just stay stale in the AHL? Like there's a potential of losing him to the KHL or losing to another organization. Because he's got talent, but he has to be able to show it at the NHL level. And with Burakovsky out, he's going to
23.
All right, he's still pretty young.
He's still young.
Yeah.
In hockey terms.
In hockey terms, he's still pretty young. But, you know, you got to showcase at that next level that you can hang. But he's going to probably have 6 to 8 weeks to do that unless they decide to bump him down. Like, isn't there a rule that for certain players they have to be up for a certain amount of days and then sent back down and brought back up?
I don't know. Probably.
Yeah, I think there's something weird like that. But that's the thing. We need goal scorers, and he had a hat trick last weekend. So there's a good chance that we're gonna see some stuff from Chandler Stevenson. But like you said, this whole team as a whole needs to score more. And what do you think it is? I mean, Brett Connolly, Jay Beagle, Alex Chiasson. I mean, Alex Chiasson came in, and he had 12 goals, I believe, last year. What is it about this team that they're not getting the puck in the back of the net? Are they not taking shots, or are they still getting used to each other? I mean, what do you think the deal is?
I think that could be some of it. I think getting used to each other could certainly be some of it. It's a bit of a different roster. You have, you know, pretty much every line has a, with the exception of the first line in, yeah, before Burakovsky got hurt, has a new guy out there or someone who hasn't been playing with these players necessarily as long. So I think some of that has to do with it. I think we've just always seen that the Caps have teams that just struggle right out of the gate, and then they start to pick it up. But if this team didn't have Ovechkin, they'd be in trouble. I mean, if you're not putting pucks in the net, you need to think these guys are going to start picking it up soon, because if this team is still struggling come late November or December, they may be having a new head coach.
I called it. I said Thanksgiving.
That's true. I think it'll be given a little bit more time. I think with the way the roster is, with McClellan's inability to plan a preseason accurately, that they didn't have a choice but to give him more time, because you can't really blame him at the moment for the young guys. Because if we see like a guy like Christian Juice is progressing, he's getting more comfortable. You know, Bowie's still struggling a little bit from time to time, but if he starts to cover up those mistakes and starts to play better, then you're like, all right, well, maybe Trost deserves a little bit more time to see what he can really do with this team. I don't think there's another coach out there you can bring in right now.
No.
That is going to fix it. So your other option is to go in-house, and you have a guy who you could go in-house, whose name I'm totally blanking on right now. Brandon, who am I talking about?
I have no idea who you're talking about.
No, oh God, why can't I remember his name? Todd Reardon is the one that was getting a lot of.
He was getting a lot of play from other teams.
That was getting a lot of yeah. So I think he could be, if they were to move out Trotz, I think Reardon becomes the interim coach. But I don't think we're there yet. But I think that conversation is certainly going to start getting louder.
Absolutely. And you look at a game like Saturday night against Florida, a team that the Caps have kind of had their number the last couple years, and the players are glued to that penalty box. I mean, they couldn't stay out of it. They love that box. I don't know what was in there. I don't know if somebody had Skittles or M&Ms or something, but...
Probably it's an Xbox.
Oh, you think an Xbox? It's a good call. But why were the Caps so penalty heavy in that last game? Was it a lack of discipline? Was it a lack of coaching? Was it just an off night, dumb mistakes? What do you think?
I think there's a couple of different issues that could be at play here. I think some of it is the league is cracking down the slashing penalties, and there's, you know, teams are struggling with that, especially the Capitals. And I think that they're just sort of slow out of the gate, and like I said before, and that they're not doing all the things. Like, some of the laziest penalties are hooking penalties, and it's because you just got beat, and someone's skating harder than you or faster than you. And so, you know, you just reach out your stick and try and pull them back a little bit. And it gets you in trouble. And so it's a situation where I think just overall the Caps need to start playing better. And it's not a, you know, a secret or anything. People definitely have seen the fact that they are struggling to stay out of the penalty box. And you don't – it's very hard to win games if you're taking a significant amount of penalties. And that is not only because the other team has an extra player on the ice for a significant amount of time, but your star players are not getting on the ice. And you're, when one of your star players is pretty much the only dude scoring goals, you need him on the ice.
That's very true. And I mean, a lot of these penalties could definitely come from these AHLers becoming these NHLers. I mean, kind of getting adjusted to everything. And we saw Madison Bowie have a horrible game his first time around. But I mean, it's going to take a little bit of time. We're in different territory than we've been in the last couple seasons with the Capitals, because there's a lot of growing pains. Before it was get a lot of veterans, get some guys that have been here a while, and you know, one or two players are adjusting. But now it's the majority of the team adjusting to this new game that they're playing. And yeah, it's different and everything. But like you know, it's only October. There's lots of games left. And the Capitals are going to have to get together. But as of like right now, you know, it does look like this team is a little lost at the moment.
I don't know if I go so far as to say lost. Yeah, you know what? That's not bad. I think they're still struggling to sort of figure out their identity. I think they're still gelling as lines. I think the Burakovsky, Backstrom, Oshie line, I don't know if that's the right order. But yeah. But they had the best chance to gel quickly. It's just sort of a surprise that Burakovsky was struggling that much to score goals in the beginning of the season. And I think the Ovechkin-Kuznetsov-Vrana line is actually going to get better. I think Vrana just needs to get more comfortable in the NHL. And once he does, and once the puck, you know, isn't moving as fast for him, once everything slows down, then that kid's going to be good.
And, you know, Ovi's kind of welcoming in him into the new league and everything that he's getting used to. With the smelling salts, we saw that Vrana tried smelling salts for the first time. Not a fan. Didn't look like he really enjoyed that much.
I don't think, yeah, he's going to be using those anytime soon.
Yeah, I don't either. But speaking of Ovi and injuries, everybody kind of took a deep breath and was very freaked out on Tuesday because Ovi took a little bit of a tumble in practice. He left practice early, and it looked like Ovechkin was hurt. But from what I understand, he seems to be fine now.
It was a minor thing. He may have had a bruise or something, but he's okay. I believe he was out of practice today. I think I saw that Trotz had him skating circles around him or something. As sort of a semi-punishment for missing practice the other day. I'm sure that was a joke. But he seems to be all right. I'm sure he'll be playing in the next game.
Now, I don't even want to speculate. I really don't. But I kind of feel like we have to talk about it. This team is really built and leaning on Ovechkin, especially a lot this year. Because he's doing all the scoring. So if Ovechkin were to go down, I mean, would the season be over
game
at that point?
Game over.
Is everybody's countdown to baseball at that point?
I think at that point you got the Backstrom. I don't know. Like, do you keep top line Tom, or you make an adjustment and just sort of load all your ducks into in one row with the Backstrom, Oshie, and whomever line? Do you put Vrana on that line and just start scoring a ton of goals, and then Kuznetsov just tries to set up other people? I mean, the thing is, this team doesn't have another goal scorer really in the minors to call up.
No, not at all. I would think they would have to trade for somebody at the NHL level.
You know, the cap space to do that.
Ugh.
You don't have the cap space, and so it depends on how long he's out. So if Ovechkin's going to be out for a while,
all right. So Ovi is practicing and just in his everyday life, can we put him in like a hamster bubble until the end of the season?
That'd be a great idea, or until they find a way to get out from under Orpik's contract and sign somebody else.
I mean, that's what I think they got to do with Ovechkin at this point, because I mean, they're kind of like, hey, you're the guy. You're the guy. Don't hurt yourself. Where are you going? Can't play with his dog. Can't play with his black lab, you know, because might hurt himself.
No, you go home and you sit down. You do absolutely nothing but sit on your butt.
So this is really the first big road trip of the year for the Caps. Do you think it's going to be good for them to get out of town for a long period of time? I mean, going out to Western Canada, as they always do Halloween weekend, and a bunch of late games. I think it might be good for them to get out of town and do their normal thing, go to Western Canada and not have to worry about certain things. And, you know, they've had 4 days off in a row, and then they're going to play 3 games in 4 nights away from, and there's a lot of travel. Maybe that'll kind of get their engines moving a little bit, you know, and kind of realize, all right, the season started. We're doing this.
I think it could help, especially with guys that need to develop some chemistry. I think this is definitely a situation where they're getting away from everything else. It's just about hockey. I think it gives them a chance to bond and work together. And I think it's actually a good time for the road trip.
And do you think, I mean, flying to Vancouver, that's a long flight. I've done that flight before. Beautiful place. I love Vancouver.
Yeah, Vancouver's great.
But is that a way, do you think that's a way for teammates to bond, new teammates? Or do you think like the AHLers are sticking together? Is it Bowie and Verona?
No, I think they bring everybody together.
You do? Like, that plane ride, I'm wondering if like Jay Beagle's sitting with, you know, Smith Pelly or something like that, getting to know each other.
No, I think they definitely are mixing it up and get these young guys involved with some of the older guys.
I watched the first Thor movie on the way to Vancouver when I went.
I went back in, Jesus, the late 2000s? Hang on, now I'm curious when I went. I have to look it up.
I got to go for a work trip. I was writing about cars at the time, and I got to test drive a Mazda that wasn't released yet. So I was on the road, and the steering column was on the passenger side that I'm used to, and it was all these stereotype vehicles that didn't even have like doors yet and stuff. It was kind of crazy, but beautiful place.
Vancouver, yeah, Vancouver's great. I went back in 2010 in the late spring.
Yeah, that's a great time to be there.
There was snow on the ground. In Banff. In Banff.
All right.
That's not in Vancouver, but my point still stands.
What else we got to talk about in Caps World?
What don't we have to talk about?
Wins. We don't have a lot of them.
Well, I got as many wins as they have losses. Well, that's not true if you count overtime losses. I talk about Christian Drew, still the only defenseman to score a goal. What the hell's going on there? Congrats to Jay Beagle on playing 400 NHL games in the game against Detroit.
Yeah, you got
the team.
He got a goal in that game, didn't he?
Yeah, he got the shorty.
Yeah, Biggs. Biggs, my boy.
So, I thought that was pretty cool. And I think I read that this was the team that he grew up rooting for.
Detroit.
So even better, have that kind of thing. He was a Detroit Red Wings fan.
Wow.
And then did we talk about top line Tom already? Can't remember.
A little bit, not much. What do you want to talk about top line Tom? Do you want to give out the fact that I called it?
Yeah, don't celebrate too early, man, because if he doesn't start scoring goals and top-line Tom is wasting his freaking top-line space.
How about we talk about the fact that you can now see top-line Tom Wilson at every giant food market selling Bounty paper towels?
Dude, I saw – wait, it wasn't him? Yeah, it was Wilson. I was at Giant on Monday, and I walked by, and I like definitely paused, and I was like, huh?
Willie baby?
Actually, that was pretty cool, because on Monday when I was at Giant, I saw – I walked past him, but I saw him over like an aisle or something. But former DC United player and MLS MVP, I can't remember what season, Luciano Emilio, was at the Giant near my house, just shopping. And like I did a double take, I was like, "Wait, hold up, I know who you are." Like he was just. No, I didn't talk to him.
Come on.
He was just. I was getting my groceries, man. He was just playing in the Legends game in the final regular season game at RFK. This past Sunday, I want to say. It was Sunday. So that, I mean, that was pretty cool. And then I walked down the aisle, and there's a cardboard cutout of Tom Wilson.
Yeah, Willie baby.
So that's not the same thing, but I thought it was kind of funny. At one point, I was like, oh, I wish I took a picture of Luciano Emilio and posted on Twitter. And then been like, oh, my God, I ran into Tom Wilson, too. And then, like, took a picture with the cutout and posted that, because that would have been funny.
So Tom Wilson is selling Tide Pods, Charmin Essential Toilet Paper, Bounty Basics, and what else is he selling? Crest Toothpaste. That's where you can see top line Tom Wilson at every Giant. A friend sent this to me, and I wrote, Willie Baby needs...
I've seen him.
I don't know what.
I think he was doing the toothpaste.
Showing off the pearly whites.
Not him necessarily, but, you know, someone.
A friend of mine texted me and sent me a picture of Tom Wilson in Giant, and I said, Willie Baby needs some Bounty to wipe the blood of his enemies out of his eyes.
Jesus.
Dude likes to fight. I mean, let's not get anything...
Well, did you see the fight between Anaheim and Philly?
Yeah, that was a full-on WWE
Kevin
match.
Kevin VX, a super punched...
Superman punch.
Ratko Gudas? I mean, if anyone was going to get super punched and knocked on his ass, I'm glad it was Ratko Gudas, because that guy's a douchebag. Yeah, in the hockey world, I don't know him personally, or outside of hockey, but in hockey, he's a D-bag. And that was pretty funny, where BX just jumped up and was like, eat it, and punched him in the face.
Just so you know, on shop.nhl.com, you can get yourself a Brooks Orpik Reebok red home premier jersey for $100.
Yeah, that's about $110 more than I want to spend on that. No, thank you.
All right. Anything else we got to cover in Caps World?
No. It's still early in the season. I'm not overly concerned yet. You know, I was telling Kate earlier that right now, if the season ended today, they wouldn't be in the playoffs. And she just looks at me and goes, it's been like 8 in the games. Like, calm down. I was like, all right, fair enough. But it's, you know, it's another season of the Caps starting slowly. And this kind of mess always happens.
So what?
It's annoying as a fan, but you got to imagine. The problem is, like, in the past, it was like, well, they have this guy and this guy and this guy and this guy. Like, the third line had goal scorers. And now you're like, so if Ovechkin gets hurt, we're kind of effed.
Yeah, at what point are you worried? Like, what month? What day?
Last Wednesday. That would be my contribution.
I'm going to say Thanksgiving is at that point. You got to get a little worried.
I would agree with that. I think by Thanksgiving, if they're still right around 500, it's hard though, because the expectations for the team have to be less than they were before, because they're not as good. Look at the guys that left, and they may not have been great, but look at the guys that left. You have Alsner, and I mean, Shattenkirk wasn't great, but he was a good player. No. You lost the offense of Marcus Johansson. I mean, this is a problem. This team is not going to be as good as they were last year. And you have to hope that these young guys like Vrana and Burakovsky and Juice and Bowie step up to replace the guys that left. And if they don't, then we're going to be talking about how this team got knocked out of the playoffs, or do we talk about this team didn't make the playoffs?
It's sad to think about, but October. We'll give them a little bit more time, but October, and I agree with you. Expectations can't be as high as they were back in the last couple of years. There was a 2-year window to win the Stanley Cup. They didn't do it, so now that that window is closed, but is the door open? I don't know. It seems like we're just kind of in a padded cell at this point, just trying to figure out what this team's going to do, but... We'll see what happens.
Poetic.
Yeah, thank you. We'll see what happens with the Capitals down the road. They got some big games coming up, a road trip, getting to know each other. I think that's really going to help. So that's it for Caps World. We're going to take a quick break, and then we'll be back talking about the Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. But before we do that, here's a word from the Baltimore Sports Report Network.
What the fuck? What the fuck? He's a member of the Baltimore Sports Report Network. Find more podcasts like this at BaltimoreSportsReport.com.
This is Barry Trotz. You're listening to What the Puck.
All right, everybody, here we go. We are going down on the farm, and we are talking Hershey Bears and South Carolina Stingrays. Coach Dan, what's going on down on the farm?
Well, let's see. Hershey finally got one in the win column.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was the only one, as they went 1-2 in the past week, beating Grand Rapids. They got blanked this past Sunday against Rockford, 5-0, which oddly is my record in going to Bears games, only in this case, I have the zero. So that's fun. Hershey will look to start turning their season around on Thursday in Wilkes-Barre, Scranton, Saturday at the Giant Center against Providence, and Sunday, which is also at home, against Hartford. Now, down in South Carolina, the Stingrays started their season going 2-0. So at least someone in this freaking organization connections can win with wins over Greenville and Jacksonville. Now, they'll be back at it this upcoming Friday and Saturday in Norfolk. So, Brandon, if you actually wanted to go to a game, this would be I'll be out of town, but this will be the weekend to do it.
That's a good time to go. Hershey, Halloween time, free
candy. It's 2 hours away, so if you're in the 2 hours from the D.C. area, so if you live – I'm going to check this up real quick, but I think – was it 3 hours away? I might be wrong.
3 hours away?
So for you, it would be four.
What?
That's a little rough. You know what? I think Norfolk is 3 hours from where I live.
Norfolk, yes. Norfolk is 4 hours away from Baltimore. That's why I've never gone to a Norfolk Tides game before. That's the only Orioles minor league I have not been to.
Dude, you should go.
No, it's 4 hours away.
Oh, Jesus. It's four. Oh, because there's. Oh, if I left now. Okay, so let's say I wanted to arrive on, like, when are they playing Norfolk? Saturday. And I want to be there by. I want to get dinner. I want to be there by 5. It'll take me. What? Oh, hold on. That's not right. It's just 3 hours and 50 minutes to 6 hours and 30 minutes. What the hell is going on? Okay, that can't be right. Anyways, we've gotten off topic.
And this new podcast is Dan figures out how to use Google Maps.
No, I used it correctly. Clearly, there's construction. Somehow, that is what was going on down on the farm. Brandon, when are we getting a team in Baltimore?
Never. Never, ever.
No, I think, aren't they building a new arena in...
No! No arenas. We get.
Did you try and figure out if I just said a real word?
It took me a minute.
Were you like, hold on, did the mic break up? Like, what is he doing? No, aren't they talking about? I mean, they've been talking about. I'm pretty sure since we were back in college.
We talk about this every week. The recession hit, and Baltimore gave that up. And now,
I know because it's fun. It's never gonna effing happen. But it's fun to talk about. Like I'm telling you, they're gonna have a team, and it's gonna be in Baltimore. And it's going to be called the somethings. I think it should be not Skipjacks because I don't know what that means. But it should be the Clippers.
Both of them are boats. Skipjacks and Clippers. Well, in
Baltimore, the harbor, like, come on. It kind of works.
They went with Baltimore Brigade for the arena football. And then no one cared.
I just want an ECHL team in Baltimore called the Clippers. I want it to be in a new arena or the crappy ROFO. Which still doesn't make sense.
No.
And their jerseys should be like the Caps, but say Baltimore.
I'd be fine with that.
That could work because the L could one. Wait.
That already exists, by the way. The thing you're thinking of in your head, Baltimore in Caps script, already exists.
No.
Yeah, it's on a mug. It's on a T-shirt. I've seen it a plethora of times.
No, but I want it on a hockey jersey.
Yeah.
And say Clippers, not...
I wanted to say Baltimore Bandits. Capitals.
That's what I meant. No, why would you be the Bandits? That doesn't even make sense.
The Bandits were here for 2 years of the 90s.
All right. No, Brandon, you don't get to help anymore.
You don't remember the Bandits? I have a Bandits puck. Had a raccoon on it.
The only time I went to Baltimore when I was a kid was to go to the aquarium or to go to Orioles games. And I didn't do either of those very often. All right, anyways, we should probably go do Around the NHL.
Oh, are we? Okay. Yeah, we can do that. All right, so that is it for Down on the Farm. Go Bears. Go Stingrays. Now let's go around the NHL.
Go Clippers.
All right, everybody, here we go. We are going around the NHL. We are going to talk about, I don't know, did somebody get concussed or suspended or something? I don't know. It's been a quiet start of the season for the NHL. Coach Dan, what is going on around the NHL?
Wait, now I'm actually curious if I missed it. Did anybody get suspended?
No.
What is that website? There's a website that will tell you.
This is your job, man.
I know. I don't know what that website is, though. No, it looks like everyone's been behaving themselves so far. Jared Tenorti got suspended back in March. Oh, we've already talked about this. That's not good. Son of former Capital Mark Tenorti. But yeah, let's start in Pittsburgh, where they sent forward Scott Wilson in the third-round pick to Detroit. For forward Riley Sheehan and a fifth-round pick. And Vegas is having a rough start to their existence injury-wise. as both starting goalie Marc-Andre Fleury and backup Malcolm Subban are out injured. Hasn't slowed them down quite, though, as they are 7-1. Or are they better than that? Hold on.
That's insane.
Yeah, 7-1. Okay, so I had that right. So I thought that. I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, they're still not in first place. LA has played one more game and is 1 point above them. But yeah, that is stupid. I think I've read that they are the best expansion team record-wise ever in their first, like, eight games to have one loss. That's impressive considering they're just like a makeshift. I mean, you talk about the Capitals struggling to gel together with a couple of new guys. The whole Vegas team is new.
That's true.
So that's, I mean, credit to Gerard Gallant for getting these guys together. And God damn it, credit to George McPhee. Bastard. Screw that guy. Let's talk about Arizona, who are 0-9.
Ooh.
0-8-1 is what I meant to say. They have 1 point. They have a point.
That's it?
Or Montreal, who are 2-6-1 and currently have a goal differential of minus 16. How is Pittsburgh in first place and they have a goal differential of minus 8? What?
I don't know.
Arizona is currently leading the league in goal differential in the bad way because they're a minus 18. Yeah, Arizona, they need to shake some things up apparently. And Montreal, that keep an eye on that one. Claude Julien may not be making that return quite as long as he thought it was going to be.
Interesting. I mean, it's kind of funny because if you look at the NFL and how it is just completely surrounded with a bunch of mediocre players and all the teams being mediocre, like 3-3, 4-3, something like that. And then you look at the NHL, you think it'd be a little bit different. But no, there's a lot of just like mediocre teams right now starting out the season.
Yeah, I think the NHL right now, the surprising thing is the fact that there are teams who just you think would be better and they are just garbage right now. I mean, that's sort of surprising. I mean, you look at Arizona, not so much. But the Rangers are struggling. Montreal is struggling. And you have some teams like the Rangers who went out and made some moves. And, Montreal, that you're just a bit surprised that they're not higher up than you think. I mean, Boston's currently 3-3-1. Buffalo's doing okay, 3-5-2. They're still kind of a young team. They'll bring it along. And Detroit, 4-5-1. They're struggling a little bit. So I think some teams are just having a hard time right now. Edmonton, who you thought would be better with Connor McDavid doing his thing. He might be the best player in the NHL right now. They're only 2-5-1. So they're second worst in the West right now with 5 points. I mean, only 1 point back in Minnesota. Minnesota, another team struggling right now at 2-3-2.
Daniel Winnick's at home.
That's true. And I know you're very sad about that.
Yeah.
But you got Vegas at 7-1. You got Vancouver at 5-3-1. So you got some teams. You got Colorado, who are complete garbage. They're 5-4 right now. So you got some teams that are surprising being really good. You got the Devils and the Islanders with 12 and 11 points. So it's some teams surprise a little bit.
Yeah. I mean, we'll see what happens. It's a long season. As far as the Vegas Golden Knights go, they've got some goalie woes. Is there any sign that they're looking for a trade or wanting to move somebody around, or are they just going with an AHL goalie?
I mean, well, it seems to be working for them. We were talking last week, Elliot Friedman had in his 30 on 30 thoughts or whatever the hell it's called, 30 thoughts around that. I don't know what the hell he calls it. Anyways, 30 on 30 is ESPN. Anywho, he was talking about how the Caps are looking for a defenseman, and everybody's talking about how they may reach out to Vegas because Vegas has like 475 defensemen. We talked about how one of the ones that they're not going to give up is Nate Schmidt. So I think there's a chance that they may look for a goalie, but I don't really see it happening.
All right. Anything else we should talk about before we end the show?
Nah, we can wrap it up.
All right, guys, if you want to continue the conversation with Coach Dan or I, you can. It's real easy. All you have to do is tweet to either one of us. You can tweet to me at Brando Cash. Coach Dan, where can people tweet to you at?
You can find me on Twitter at WTP Coach Dan, talking all kinds of Capitals-related things when they're actually doing something that's interesting to talk about. You can also find me talking about the Redskins and how they blew it against Philly, and I didn't really watch much of that game. We're talking about Arsenal Football Club and Eddie Nketiah, the new guy. did a hell of a game against Norwich on Tuesday. So, but yeah, that's Twitter at WTP Coach. And you can also find Brandon and I over at the Far Facebook page, which is at facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. We throw in stuff up there from time to time about the show, about the Capitals, about the NHL, all sorts of fun stuff. That's facebook.com/whatthepuckpod. But Brandon, why don't you go ahead and tell us about Brando Cash Entertainment?
Go over to BrandoCash.com, get all the information you're ever going to need about What the Puck and all the other stuff that we do, other podcasts, everything else. Check us out over there. Now, we do this show for free. You listen, stream, and download for free on iTunes, Stitcher, TuneIn Radio, the Baltimore Sports Report Network, Player.fm, Overcast, Google Play Music, and Satchel. All we ask in return is for you to please spread the word about the show. Let people know on Facebook and Twitter and Tumblr and Pinterest and Instagram and Reddit and Snapchat, anywhere you are social on the web with your phone. So let's talk about the games that are going to be happening until we talk again. On Thursday, the 26th, Vancouver, the Caps are going to Vancouver. Western Canada trip starts. That game starts at 10 o'clock here in the Baltimore, Washington area. And you can watch that locally on NBC Sports Washington.
Nope.
I'll be watching that after I watch the Dolphins beat the Ravens on Thursday Night Football. And then pretty much on Saturday, the Edmonton Oilers will be up against the Capitals in Edmonton. That game's at 10 o'clock. Is this hockey night in Canada? Would this be considered hockey night in Canada, this game? I don't know. Maybe. You can watch that locally.
I guess it would be the second game.
Right. They give out a towel, don't they? Like player of the night or something?
They give him a towel? How nice of them.
Yeah, you're sweaty.
Yeah. You've been skating around for a while. That's to cool you off.
Here's a towel, eh? All right, that game is on NBC Sports Washington locally is where you can watch it at 10 o'clock. And then Sunday night, up against the Walking Dead, the Caps are in Calgary against the Flames. That game starts at 9 o'clock, right as all that war between Rick and Negan begins. That game is going to air locally here on NBC Sports Washington. Did you watch the Walking Dead premiere?
It already began.
Did you watch it on Sunday?
Yeah, hell yeah, I did.
People were underwhelmed. I was happy with it. I thought it was good. A lot of callbacks to the first couple episodes.
It was a good episode. Definitely a good episode. It's good. Start to all out war. It's gonna be fun. Everybody's kind of confused about the other scenes of Rick with some clearly fake facial hair.
That is some really bad fake facial hair.
That's pretty rough. But you know what they're and they've been saying that this season is going to be about all out war, but it's not going to carry on after the season. It's going to wrap up by the end of the season.
Oh, interesting. I the only thing I really didn't like, I liked the episode.
Kind of spoilers.
I liked the episode. The
so
only
we will have resolution.
Well, it was good because that was a big thing with season 7 that nobody liked that there wasn't a resolution to that one, but. I didn't like that Negan and Father Gabriel at the end were bunked up together, but Gabriel has a gun. Just shoot him. Didn't make any sense.
How about the fact that Gregory's a giant D-bag?
Yeah, nobody likes him either.
He's more of a D-bag than Rocco Gudas. I think Rocco Gudas will at least try and save you.
All right, guys. Well, that is pretty much it for the show this week. Thank you for listening to us. Everybody, say it loud, say it proud. Let's go, Caps.
This has been a production of Brando Cash Entertainment. Music by DJ Wolfman. Voiceover by Sarah Jacks. For more information, go to BrandoCash.com.